It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Hello and welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, and that means it's time for Tucker's Tape, and we welcome in Mr. Ross Tucker. Ross, hope you and the family are staying safe. How are you doing?
Yeah, not much has changed in that regard, Jim. Just hanging out, holding it down here in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And excited to talk some Penn State football today.
Very good. I'll tell you what, though. Before we get started, we're going to talk NFL draft in quarter number two with Tucker's Tape. I just want to read something really quick. As you know, we get a lot of feedback from our listeners. Got a little bit of a feedback the other day that I just wanted to read. This is what our listener had to say. Ross is a freaking gem. Hope Penn State fans realize how fantastic it is that we get to hear his insight and perspective. How is that, Ross?
Well, I'm just glad that my mom's still listening every week, and she took the time to email in. No, thank you very much. Whoever that was, should probably include that in your Ask Ross question. Really good chance you'd be the winner.
Well, ironically, that was from Ben in Florida, and what's nice is Ben had just won, so he already won. He didn't need to suck up to get the victory. So,
That's why he likes me, though. We picked him last week or a couple weeks ago, I guess.
Well, thank you, Ben, for the feedback. We appreciate it. All right, let's talk NFL draft. I already spoke a bit with Dustin and Greg about this, but we need to go to the professional. That's you, Ross. That's why your Twitter handle is at Ross Tucker NFL, right? You're the NFL expert. Let's start at the very top of Penn State's draft list was Etor Gross-Matos going in round two, pick number 38 to the Carolina Panthers. My question to you is it the right team, the right fit, and what kind of NFL player is Gross-Matos going to be?
Yeah, a couple things. First of all, I think it's interesting. We hadn't really talked about this much because we've been doing the recruit series, but both Gross-Matos and Hamler, there was a wide variance of opinion on those guys. You know, there were people that thought that they could go in the 20s, you know, and that they were first rounders. And then other people that thought wouldn't be surprised if, you know, Gross-Matos was early to mid second round, and if Hamler had dropped even to the late second round. So I just thought it was interesting. I think that speaks to the depth of this year's draft and just the amount of guys between, you know, picks 20 and 50, maybe 20 and 60 that people thought were comparable and had similar value to. So Gross-Matos and Hamler, they both left school after 3 years, you know, both, I think, with the expectation probably that they would be first round picks or high second round picks at least. And Gross-Matos ends up being a high second round pick, the 38th pick overall. Hamler goes eight picks later, so he's the 46th pick. And I think, by the way, I mean, they didn't ask me, but I think if you go in the first or second round, you really made the right choice to leave school early. That's a significant amount of guaranteed money to start your career. And, you know, you're going to be on the roster for at least a couple of years. I mean, you really have, I don't want to say security, but you have a great head start for your NFL career. So the Gross-Matos thing was interesting. He's sort of exactly what you're looking for from a physique standpoint. You know, he's all of 6'5", 264 pounds. I mean, he looks like what you want your defensive ends to look like. He's got long arms. The questions surrounded how skilled he was as a pass rusher, you know, the actual technique that you use, as well as whether or not his get off was elite. And that is, you know, right when the ball is snapped, how fast he is up the field. And so there were people that thought he was 15th, 17th, 19th best player in the draft because of the positives that I mentioned, you know, the size, the versatility to be both outside and inside as a rusher. And then there were others that were concerned about the get off and concerned about what they perceived to be not a great toolbox of pass rush moves. So I think that's why he ended up where he did, 38 to Carolina. I think it's a great fit for him because their defense stinks. I mean, they really have issues in Carolina. Their entire draft, Jim, I've never seen it before, all seven guys, all on the defensive side of the ball. So what's good about that for Gross Matos is opportunity. You have to think he's got an excellent chance to start, should be next to fellow rookie Derek Brown, and Gross Matos has a great opportunity to really start, contribute, start to get better, start to be productive real early in his career.
Well, I thought it was interesting with the two top picks. First, Gross Matos. It's Matt Rhule, who you know is going to think defense. Every draft pick was defense. So Gross Matos goes right to where the point of emphasis was. I'm going to use that as the segue to ask you about KJ Hamler, where I think it was similar for the Denver Broncos. Their point of emphasis seemed to be getting some receiving weapons for their quarterback. So Jerry Jeudy was their first pick. KJ Hamler was their second round pick. Looked like that's what they were emphasizing, Ross.
Yeah, I think there's two things at play there, right? So number one, they've got a young quarterback in Drew Lock, who they took in the second round last year. And so I think they look at it like they want to give him every opportunity to be successful. And they really only had one receiver they felt really good about in Cortland Sutton. And then adding Jerry Jeudy and KJ Hamler certainly helps that. Also, in their division, having to beat the Chiefs, you're going to have to score a lot of points. I mean, you just are. You're going to have to score a lot of points and have speed to match up. And so that's why they went with Jeudy and Hamler and doubled down. They see KJ Hamler as a slot guy, which I think he'll do very well, whether it's the inside stuff or he can catch it and then make people miss, or, you know, as he did at Penn State a lot, some of the fades from the slot fades that he did so well for Penn State. It's such a tough matchup for whoever is trying to cover him. If there's something unfortunate about it, Jim, it's that, you know, he's really taking Deshaun Hamilton's spot as the slot receiver there in Denver. You know, Deshaun's had a couple years. I don't know that the Broncos are enamored with him. And so there's a chance that this pushes him off the roster or at least makes him perhaps available via trade. And, you know, such is life in the NFL. It's, you know, when Hamler was redshirting, Hamilton was setting Penn State records, and now Hamler might be taking Hamilton's job. It's a zero-sum game in the NFL.
Well, it's a profession, and that's the way things work in the big league with the big boys. So I tell you what, let's go over. Penn State had three more guys who were drafted, and I'm going to lump them together in John Reed round 4, Cam Brown in round 6 to the Giants, Windsor round 6 to the Colts. And by the way, John Reed went to the Houston Texans with our old friend Bill O'Brien. Of that group, of that threesome, who do you see having the best NFL career?
I'd say probably John Reed. I think Cam Brown is the Sean Spencer connection, and the fact that Joe Judge, the head coach for the Giants, has a special teams background. I think they believe, based on what he did as a true freshman, that Cam Brown can really be effective and a weapon on special teams. You know, Windsor feels to me like a rotational D tackle that can stuff the run and gives you 10 to 15 hard snaps a game. John Reed, I think, has potential to be a starting nickelback in the NFL. He can play outside, but he's very, very bright. He's a little bit undersized to be on the outside, but he's pretty perfect for the nickel. I think he'll end up being a starting nickel in the NFL with a chance to make a lot of money if he's good at it.
That's not a bad thing. All right. Let's take a quick look at the undrafted free agents out of Penn State, and I'll just read them off real quick. Steven Gonzalez went to the Cardinals, Nick Bowers, tight end, to the Raiders, Garrett Taylor to the Bills, Blake Gillikin, punter, to the Saints, and Dan Chisna to the Vikings. What do you see there? Are there guys there with a chance to make a roster?
I don't know if you said him and I missed it, Jim, but Jan Johnson of the Houston Texans.
Yes, I'm sorry. How can I miss one of your favorites, Ross?
Yeah, you can't miss the guys from Reading, man. I'm not gonna let that slide for sure.
Definitely my bad. He was in my notes, and I just missed him.
You know, I think all of those guys have issues. It's interesting though. Like as a freshman, I remember thinking Blake Gillikin would be like a draftable punter. You know, he was so good. It just goes to show you how hard it is as a punter. You know, I know Gillikin had one down year, but he was so good for a while. I think that's a pretty good indication of just how good you have to be to make it as a punter. I mean, it's easier to be a U.S. senator than it is a punter. I mean, there's like 100 senators. There's only 32 punters, right? So it's a very, very tough job to get. Gonzalez's issue in my mind is that I don't really see any positional versatility as a center or tackle, which makes it very tough to make a roster as a backup in the NFL because he's not going to be, you know, a starter at guard right away. I think that's one reason why Ryan Bates made the Buffalo Bills and why Gonzalez will struggle. Jan Johnson, you know, there's just something about him. I would not be surprised if he's able to stick on a practice squad after he impresses them. I just don't know if he's athletic enough to really be a difference maker on special teams. That's where he's going to have to prove himself to try to be on the roster. Bowers, I'm happy Bowers got a shot. Chisena is another guy that I think his ticket will be on special teams. You know, maybe it's practice squad at first, but in the preseason, if he can make some plays on special teams, then maybe people can look at him as someday being, you know, your fourth or fifth wide receiver who's active on game day, but also is a contributor on special teams, because that's a really big thing.
And I'll agree with you on Nick Bowers. I think had so many injuries in his Penn State career. I think he has a chance just because he never got a chance to show fully during his Penn State career what he was capable of. All right, in a couple seconds, Tommy Stevens with the Saints, going to be a contributor?
Well, I think that they look at him as a potential Taysom Hill type, especially if Taysom Hill ends up being the quarterback for the Saints in 2021. I don't think Tommy has a very good chance as an actual quarterback.
All right. That's it for quarter number two from the Labatt Blue Studio. Stay tuned for Ask Ross.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish that all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Everyone knows AAA gives you peace of mind when you're out on the road. But did you know you get other perks as well? Besides providing reliable roadside service for over 100 years, AAA also provides great discounts on entertainment, prescriptions, rental cars, hotels, insurance, and so much more. Take advantage of everything AAA has to offer. Purchase, renew, or upgrade your membership today at AAA.com.
This is Jim Galante with the Keystone Sports Network. We know there are a lot more important things going on than whether there are any sports. But we'd like to give you a little break from everything else happening in our world with some Penn State football talk. College football will come back. In the meantime, we hope you enjoy the Keystone Kickoff Show. Find all our shows at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the app Keystone Sports. Stay safe, and thanks for listening.